Yes, because if you don't have a backup, see, now the thing is, you can go after your goal, right? But sometimes, see, now there's two reasons why you don't get a thing, okay? You don't achieve your goal. One, you're not worth for it. One, you're not destined for it, right? There's two things. For example, let me talk a little bit about destiny. You want a Ferrari car, okay? You want a Ferrari car. You're completely focused working on getting a Ferrari car. But God or life knows that if you get a Ferrari car, you're going to meet with an accident. Will the Ferrari car be given to you? No. So sometimes, some things, you're not destined for it. Move your path. Change your path. Get a BMW. It's car only. But maybe Ferrari, red color Ferrari, you're going to meet with an accident. That is what your destiny is. But you keep praying, I need a good life, I need a good life. Ferrari will never come to you. Change your path. Now, for example, you're working on IAS officer. And you, but due to some reason, you achieve it. If you're going on being an IAS officer just for the word IAS next to your name, you're not a true IAS officer. Your objective is serving the community. Your objective is serving the world. Even though you're not an IAS officer, still you can serve the world. Go serve the world. Don't go after the designation of IAS. Right? So why I'm saying you need a backup plan is because so many people are competing, so many people are going after it. What you got to do is that how can I, in case if I don't achieve, still I can achieve my goal in a different path. For example, be a doctor. That's also service. Be a social worker. That's also service. You're doing the same thing what the IAS officer is doing, which is serving the community. So you people have to move towards the IAS officer purely based on the service orientation. Right? What I'm giving this speech, it's a service. I'm doing for free, it's a service. My objective is to spread the positive and give them a good message. So in future, you become a better IAS officers. Indirectly, I'm working for IAS only. So don't go after the designation. Go after the service. If you do really good, without being an IAS officer, people raise you, oh, he has done what an IAS officer is doing. That is where you get this, the different governmental awards, right? The Padma Bhushan and all that thing. Those are the people who didn't do it, who didn't have an official degree, still achieve greatness, and still they're being recognized by the government. So don't focus on IAS. Focus on the service. Focus on that core. When you focus on that, no. And then, once again, I'll just finish. Having a backup plan, just keep it for a backup only. Don't make it as a way to go. Focus on your goal, achieve IAS. In case if I don't make it, how can I still be satisfied with the service of the world? Maybe there's some other scope. Maybe social work or something else. Did I answer your question?